Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello guys, here Vincenzo, founder and CEO of eComsy, and today I wanted to make another tutorial about how we can use Seller's Pride to do our keyword research and essentially understand which are the keywords we have to put on our listing, the keywords that we have to use for advertising, but also understanding what is the opportunity looking like in the market. I think it's very, very important to understand what is the distribution when it comes to what is traffic coming from, how much competitors in terms of where are they selling among these keywords, and on top of that, which are the keywords you must be ranking organically to be able to scale your pro forward is key. Otherwise, you're going to have a very, very tough journey when it comes to scaling a brand. So today I'm going to choose a product, in this case, vitamin C, which, by the way, very competitive product, so don't use this product when it comes to launching on Amazon in 2025. But there's going to be a very good example because this is a product that has a lot of keywords, and it's going to allow us to understand which are the keywords that drive the most amount of traffic and which are the keywords we have to focus on when it comes to, as I mentioned, the listing, PPC, and so on. So the first thing we're going to do is look for product, vitamin C. And as soon as we do that, we're going to find that effectively, we're going to see all the main kind of KPIs that Seller's Pride shares with you. And that's one of the things I love about this tool is within a glimpse, you know what is happening within the specific niche you're researching. In here, you can see effectively all the information in terms of organic, number of products doing advertising and so on. And you can even have a look at the search trend, Google Trends, click concentration and so on, which it is, again, I'm going to make more videos in terms of how we can use these things, especially for PPC and all of that. But I just wanted to give you a quick glimpse about the amazing features that you can find with this tool that is going to give you a pretty good understanding within seconds of what is happening with the niche that you're researching and if it makes sense to go deeper into it. Now, let's go into choosing a product, okay? So what we're going to do in here, we're going to choose one specific product, in this case, the bestseller product, okay? So we're going to click on it. And the thing we're going to do as soon as we land on this product, we're going to do what is called a reverse ASIN. So why do I do a reverse ASIN? Because let's say I want to sell vitamin C. The first thing you want to do is you want to reverse ASIN the product that is, in this case, ranked organically the highest. If you recall on the previous screen, you have multiple results within page one. However, only a few are ranked organically among page one, and then you have sponsor product, which is top of the search, and sponsor brand banner campaigns. In this case, we're trying to focus on the bestseller because I want to understand which are the keywords that are the most important when it comes to using it for my listing, for my PPC, and so on. As soon as I do here my reverse ASIN, you're going to find that effectively it gives me all the keywords and it gives me by order, right? So you're going to find essentially what is the click share by keyword when it comes from this specific ASIN. And you can see that where he gets the biggest click share is in vitamin C. That means pretty much close to 4% of the clicks within vitamin C, which by the way is the most searched keyword within the specific product he gets the sell from. So now, why this is very important to understand, because if I'm trying to compare myself when I do keyword research against a competitor that is having such a huge control on the main keyword, I need to understand what is actually my chances, first of all, to captivate a smaller percentage of that main keyword, because if he already controls 40%, only 60% is remaining among the other sellers. But beyond that, are there any other keywords that I could potentially rank organically and get advertising out of in terms of showing there? Because if not, effectively entering a market that is kind of a monopoly, it's going to be very difficult for me to scale. Now, going back to the results here, okay, another thing that you're going to see is it gives you effectively the breakdown in terms of the organic, Okay. So this is also very important for you to understand, you know, what is the average ranking and how they're ranking among those keywords. This is also good for you to understand most likely where they're getting most of the sales from, because if they're ranking very highly among certain keywords, by nature, that tends to mean they're going to get more visibility. And in fact, you're going to see that usually that represents also a higher conversion in terms of click-through. Now, this is all, of course, KPIs that I'm going to go also in our videos in terms of how we can use this to structure your PPC campaigns. But I think the most important thing we need to go deeper right now is understanding how do I use this to create my first bank of keywords that we use towards my listing and towards my PPC. Okay. So here, of course, one of the things you have to consider is that this reverse async is only among the main product I'm looking at, which is why when I click here, the other thing I like to have a look at is, before I do the research in the category in a broader spectrum, is understanding on the main keywords where my main competitor is having dominance, what are some of the top 10 products are ranking? And this is a very visual representation. This is, in fact, something that no other tool does. And this is something that I really love, because now here within a glimpse, I know which are the main competitors that are controlling in terms of the keywords. And it's going to be a very easy way for you to understand, oh, actually, what are some of the products that are ranking among those keywords in terms of controlling market share. But it's also very useful, and this is another conversation for another day, for things such as main images and also packaging, because if you're talking to your content creator and you want to make sure that you're actually competitive enough and within the boundaries in terms of what the competition is doing from a branding perspective, you can show them this and say, okay, I'm on the main keywords. Look at how the main images are for the top 10 competitors. We need to make sure we are within that specific kind of similarity to make sure that we are actually convey the elements that drive the click and potentially the sale. Now, going back to keyword mining. So keyword mining is effectively going to give you a breakdown of all the keywords in terms of when you do the difference between reverse async and keyword mining. This is very important. Keyword async is all about the keywords that this product is effectively relatable to in terms of organic advertising and so on. Keyword mining is in terms of seller's price using the key of vitamin C and all the ramifications from that keyword from a niche perspective. Okay. So it's effectively two ways of seeing keyword research. One is using the main competitor as a source of data. The other one is using just the main keyword or the niche itself to tell you all the keywords that are relatable to that specific niche. Now, let's say that I want to effectively understand and create a bucket of keywords I want to go for. Usually, the thing I like to do the most is I like to go back in terms of the main results page. And once you go back to the main results page, and you're going to put vitamin C, you're going to be able to effectively use the extension. So let's try. And once we do that, the other thing that I like to do is select my top 10 competitors. So here, what you're going to do is you're going to find all the top competitors. Something I usually like to do is remove any kind of duplicates. And then the other thing I also like to do is within filters, you can effectively have a look at all the different KPIs you're looking for. So why this is important? Because let's say you're looking for a vitamin C that's only within a specific price range or a specific number of tablets within the product. Or let's say yours is liquid compared to tablets. This is very important to take in consideration, filter this out, because if you don't, you might end up doing reverse async on products that don't reflect the real kind of niche and avatar that you're looking to sell. In this case, I'm going to leave it empty for simplicity, but it's something I recommend everybody to use when it comes to filtering down the results. Now, going back to the main results, right? Here, we're going to go and we're going to effectively select all the organic results only. Why this is important? Because once we filter down, the other thing we want to also make sure we filter is make sure we only focus on people that are ranking organically among the main keyword, because advertising is something that people to some extent can pay their way up to the results. So you don't want to actually do research on people that is paying to be there. You want to actually analyze people that is there because consistently they have shown results in terms of conversion and in terms of sales. Therefore, I'm going to choose my top 10 products organically and I'm going to select them 1, two, three, four, five, six, say seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. And once you select these products, and then select the button you're going to find here at the bottom called Reverse Essence. Now, what that is going to do is going to analyze all the products that effectively are being selected, and it's going to do a reverse essence similar to what I did with a single product. But why do we want to do this among top 10 in terms of only analyzing one? The reason is very simple. When it comes to keyword research, we want to have consistency in the data. We want to make sure that the ranking of keywords is consistent among my main products, right? Because if it's only consistent among the main seller and not among multiple products, most likely the data could be skewed. So when we have the analysis here, we have keywords that are essentially consistent across all of them. Now, another thing you're going to find here is effectively the filters. Now, here is where you want to be very, very strategic when it comes to filtering the keywords, okay? In this case, we're going to use the one called M purchases, and I'm going to tell you what this means. And also in this case, M searches. So let's start with M purchase, right? So effectively, this tells you what is the percentage of people that look for the product and make a purchase. So why this is very important? Because the higher the percentage means the likelihood after one person looks for the person to convert to a sale is very high compared to our cues that people do a lot of a window shopping, right? So now what we wanna have a look at is start with this one and say only show me keywords that have a minimum of 5%, right? Because that means if anything is less than 5%, most likely the people is only browsing, is only maybe exploring around, doing what we call window shopping, and the conversion is going to be very low, which means you're going to have a lot of wasted clicks. So now you can see how the list became smaller, right? So now we still have over 1,000 keywords. That's a lot. The other thing now we want to do is effectively filter by search volume. So I want to say focus only on keywords that have at least 1,000 search volume, because this is a niche that search volume is very high by nature. Now we can see how we went down to 771 keywords. Now, when you have so many keywords, it's difficult to focus on so many keywords at once, especially if you want to make sure that, you know, you can use the most important keyword among the limited budget that most of us may have. So the other thing that I usually do is focus on click concentration. The reason for that is very simple, because the click concentration, what allows you to effectively do is understanding among the top three ASINs, how many clicks do they get? And if you find keywords where that's over 50%, that means it's going to be very, very difficult for you to scale your sales. And most likely you're going to experience kind of a monopoly there. So that's where you want to be very strategic, only focusing on keyword where the click concentration is low. So in this case, what I usually going to do is only show me keywords that click concentration is max to 30%. Right? And now once I do that, you're going to see how my keywords dropped to 154. Now, you're going to find that a lot of them, of course, have still to do with things that maybe are not strictly vitamin C, and that's why you then have to go a little bit deeper and filter, because there are some of these pros that may have more than one usage. In this case, they can be used and refer more than vitamin C, and that's where I would go manually one by one and do the filtering. But at the same time, you can see once I start applying those filters, how there's a lot of phrases that start to appear that are very, very specific, right? Like in this case, for example, even a gift for a bachelor, right? Which would make sense. For example, they might go in this case out, and you can see how this is referred as electrolyte. So because maybe they're drinking or something like that. So you start to discover very interesting niche when you start filtering keywords like that. So now, of course, with this tutorial, I'm only scratching the surface, but what I'm trying to say, and I'm going to do more videos, of course, when it comes to keyword research, is make sure you do this kind of analysis before you do any launch at all. Because in this very quick example, you could clearly see how by analyzing the main seller, I could see how he was controlling the main keyword in terms of click share and impression control, and also the amount of sales. Then I did a top reverse engineering among the top 10 products, and I could see that as soon as I start filtering that down, a lot of keywords kind of disappear, which shows to me that I only have a few keywords me to enter the market. And then it's very important for you to make the decision if it actually makes sense or not. And on top of that, there's other analysis I will do at this stage. Just understanding if, for example, the PPC bid is enough in terms of, can I actually afford it? Go back on my P&L and see this, how much I will sell the product, this, how much I will be buying from. Do I have actually the breakdown within my P&L to make it work? So these are all questions you should be doing. But the good news is that, of course, as you can see with Seller Sprite, you have all the breakdown when it comes to KPIs. And it's just a matter of you understanding how to reverse engineer that and make sure you make the right decision when it comes to selecting the keys for your listing, and therefore for your PPC, which I'm going to be doing actually another tutorial in terms of how you find the keywords to do your initial PPC campaigns, which are key to make sure that your product ranks organically. So I hope you enjoyed the video. Let me know if you have any other questions. Thank you so much for staying tuned, and find all the information below so you can sign to Seller Sprite. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the E-Commerce Lab by Ecomsy. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomsy.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at ecomsy.